Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, amazingly, we're on the air. What a night I had. That's another story entirely. But we are here today, and we will be here this afternoon. Wrestling Observer Radio, I believe, will be around 1:30 or 2 Pacific. And that'll go up for subscribers afterwards if you're not watching live on YouTube. And then later on tonight, a Brian and Vinny show talking AEW and NXT. So three shows today to make up for no Observer Radio last night. But we got a lot to get into here today, including, hey, there's an Impact here tonight. It is the final Impact before TNA moves to AMC. How do you think TNA is going to do on AMC? We're going to find out soon enough. That kicks off next week, which is a debut 2 days before their next pay-per-view. We have Dynamite from last night. A lot of stuff happened on the Dynamite show. SmackDown is a big show tomorrow. Three stages of hell for the WWE Championship. An eight-man tag with the Wyatts and the MFTs and more. We got Collision coming up this weekend. And, of course, the wrestling world, it just moves on and on. As far as news, we got an update on Logan Paul, which I made the top story because it's kind of funny. We got WWE's World Convention returning for WrestleMania 42. We got somebody re-signing with TNA Wrestling. More on Chris Jericho and Jay White and Obafemi, in fact. He has, in fact, vacated the NXT title. As if that wasn't abundantly clear at the end of that show on Tuesday. Anyway, Filthy Tom is going to join us here today. We got a lot to talk about. We'll kick it off after the break, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country. From defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products, he has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, my God. Man, if you ever having just a day where you're depressed about everything going on in wrestling, just go read the newspapers from the real world and get back here again. Well, we got a lot to talk about here today. Holy smokes. Last night, I don't think anyone cares.
I do.
So, like, the worst night of the week is Wednesday night, because for whatever reason, Dave ends up not watching NXT until Wednesday. So he has to watch Dynamite, and then he watches NXT. And so he's never ready to do the show until, like, 12:30 or 1 or something like that. So it's always such a late night. I'm so tired. And then it was worse because Tuesday night, Hanale got like norovirus or something, and she started barfing, and she barfed till about 3 o'clock in the morning.
You sure it wasn't because of Skippers?
Whatever it was, dude, it doesn't matter. I mean, she barfed so much, and just like every hour I was up, she barfed. I'm up again, she barfed. Then when she stopped barfing, then I had to get up again because she needed a drink of water, because now she's probably dehydrated. So anyway,
oh God! And then my son hit his head, and he had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, he got a, who was it? Was it Fedor that got sliced open like that? It's like you could just go like this and see his
Marvin
skull.
Marvin Eastman. Disgusting. Against Vitor Belfort.
God. So anyway, I wake up Wednesday. I am freaking exhausted. And like, if you listen to yesterday's Observer Live and I'm just stumbling all over my words, like, yeah, that was. So anyway, I text Dave and I'm like, what's the earliest you can go? Like, we got to go as early as we can. So, you know, he goes, I might be able to do 11:30. I'm like, oh, my God. That would be a miracle if we went at 11:30. So I call him at 11:30, and he goes, yeah, I'll get ready. So for those of you that don't understand Dave getting ready, there's always an additional half hour for him to print out his notes and do whatever. So at 12 o'clock, which granted, it's midnight, but it's still like way earlier than usual, Dave walks over, and I see him go to sit down on the couch to start the show, and everything dies. I'm like, oh, my God, his internet went out? I don't care. I'm going to call him on the phone. Then I realize it's my internet. My internet's down. What the heck's going on? So, like, I'm trying to reboot. Like, my internet's dead. No! He literally just sat down early. There's no way my internet died. So I text admin Tony because he's like, you know, three blocks away. If my internet's down, his internet is down. So I text him, is your internet down? He doesn't say anything, you know, LOL or something like that. But, you know, he doesn't say his internet's down. So I'm like, I got to do this show. So I call the internet company and I'm like, is there an outage? Like, can I at least know if there's an outage? Lady goes, no, there's no outage. It's just, it must be just your internet. And so I reboot the router. I reboot the router again. She does the cycle, whatever it is, to reboot the router on their end. I go down into the garage. I pull everything out of the wall and plug it back in. Nothing's working. It's now 12:45. I'm like, God, it's just not going to happen tonight. So I finally give up. I'm even more exhausted than ever. I message Dave. We got to do the show tomorrow, whatever. They set up a technician to come out today after 1 o'clock. It's just a complete disaster. Wake up this morning, the internet's on. Everything's fine. Tony texts me. He's trying to set everything back up again. I said, how come you didn't tell me that your internet's down? He goes, I did. He sends me a screenshot. Turns out his message was the one message that didn't go through on my phone. If I had just known that his internet was down, I would have just gone to bed. But instead, I stayed up for an extra hour trying to fix that internet, scheduled a guy to come in today, the whole shebang, and it turns out it was just an outage. And they were wrong. There was an outage. So anyway, three shows today, guys. You ready?
Yeah, by the way, the YouTube's not working.
Don't even. So you got to be kidding me.
No, it hasn't been on the whole time. I'm trying to figure
it out. Oh, my God.
I don't know how.
Suncast, what's going on? Is YouTube not working on top of everything else? Jeez. Let's see what we got here. It's not like there's any news today, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not up live. I don't know what's going on. Eh, there, no, it's up. No, it just isn't on. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know how to start it either, even though I'm logged in.
It looks like people are in the chat, and there's
what's
no
up,
video.
What's
up, guys? Oh! Suncast has told me it's now fixed.
Oh, okay.
Except it's not
on
my
end. Not by me, I'll tell you that much.
It's not fixed here either. All right, we'll figure it out, YouTube. Hey, you know, next time, don't be trolls, and maybe you'll be top of the list instead of the bottom.
Come on. Those are my peoples.
Actually, they've been a little bit better lately. It still says upcoming.
Well, you want to know why? Because it's playing under the Wrestling Observer Radio.
What?
With Dave Meltzer and Brian. It's playing under that one right now. That's what's happening.
It's playing under...
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. You can find it, guys. Otherwise, sign up for Twitch. You can do it free with your Amazon Prime account. You can watch this show every day. Yeah, it's working, but it looks like it's members only. All right. We'll fix it during the break, everybody. Now, let's talk about news. So, tonight is the final TNA Impact before they move to AMC. The main event of the AMC show next week is Frankie Kazarian and Mike Santana. So my guess is that the whole reason that they did that Mike Santana title loss 3 weeks after he won it was to make you really angry and then tune in to the debut show to see him win it back. That's
yeah,
what it looks like.
He's going to win it, and then Nick Nemeth is going to cash
in. Oh, my God.
And beat him right away.
Hey, listen, Tommy Dreamer, Lance, whoever's listening right now, don't do that, okay? Do not start the first AMC show with angry people in heat. Just, like, don't. Then we've got Stax Lorenzo and Steve Maclin for the international title. We got The System versus Leon Slater, Cedric Alexander, and the Hardys. That match should be awesome. Mustafa Ali and Order 4 address TNA Genesis. Ali just re-signed with TNA, so he's sticking around. Danny Luna versus Harley Hudson and the Hardys will kick off the episode. So that'll be the show tonight. And then the actual debut, which is next week, we got two matches announced. Frankie and Mike Santana is noted. And Leon Slater defends the X title against Myron Reed. Because on Impact, you can be a 21-year-old champion and a main eventer, unlike somewhere else that I know.
Brian,
yes.
If you are a subscriber to all of these different services that are out there, all the different streaming services, but you are not a subscriber to a cable provider or YouTube TV or one of those, how do you get AMC?
How do you get AMC?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can So it's on YouTube TV or wherever, but you can also you can do the TNA streaming service. You can watch it.
Okay.
I think AMC has a streaming service, if I recall correctly.
There is AMC Plus.
Yes. But I mean, it's on. I mean, most cable networks should get AMC.
Yeah, but there's an increasing number of people like moi that do not have one of these cable streaming providers, and instead I go a la carte.
Well, you'll have to do AMC Plus. Or, I mean, honestly, I don't know how much it is. I think it's like $150 a year.
Holy smokes.
Yes, if you're watching in the YouTube chat for members, yes, it did just die. So go out, and we've opened up the free one, I believe. So that's what's going on. I told everyone we'd get it fixed. There, that's Wrestling Observer Live with Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez. I don't know what's going on, everybody. We'll figure it out. But anyway, so TNA has their TNA Plus streaming service.
My guns aren't as big as Dave Meltzer's, but my...
And then you can also get all of the pay-per-views on there as part of your subscription. So if you're a big fan of TNA, you should just get the TNA Plus. That's the easiest way to do it. And, yeah, that's the story there.
What is the worst value in streaming? DAZN?
I'll tell you the most irritating. Max. Yes. And Dynamite. Do you realize that Dynamite went like 17 minutes over last night?
Yes.
And you know, everyone's like, well, you know, if you don't see the end, just watch it on Max. You realize like a lot of people don't have Max, so like you're just screwed. But anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. Well, we are back here on the show. As noted on the YouTube chat, which is up back working again, it's Barrel on Through Day here on Observer Live.
Yeah. A little bit of information, Brian.
Yes.
For you and the listeners.
Yes. Tell us about AMC Plus.
That's how I was going to talk about the subscription to Spice Network, but since you mention it, AMC Plus, $95.88 a year, a value of $7.99 a month. Or if you want to go month to month, $9.99 or $6.99 are your options.
I think the bigger story is there's still a Spice Network. Is there actually? that was going to be real big breaking news here today. All right, SmackDown tomorrow has, as was noted to me, three stages of heck, actually, for the WWE title. There is a straight wrestling match, a Falls Count Anywhere match, and an old-school cage match.
Effie will not be involved in the first fall.
Man, that's literally what Drew asked for, a straight professional wrestling match. After he's been screwed countless times, he wants a straight match.
Hey, well, at least we know it's on the up and up. It's not a put-up job. William Muldoon and Toots Mott are in the back trying to, you know, gimmick the finish here. We know it's a straight match. We're going to get a real finish.
Then we've got the eight-man tag, Wyatts and the MFTs.
Yes.
Not looking forward to that. What? And Trick Williams and Rey Fenix.
But you know what? Don't look forward to it, Brian. Don't look forward to it.
Okay.
Because the last time you didn't look forward to a Wyatt's match.
No, I did.
It was awesome.
I looked forward to the match. I just expected it to be horrible. You don't think I look forward to every match involving the clowns? I can't think of a match I've ever not looked forward to involving the Psycho Circus. All right, a bunch of news notes here. Logan Paul claimed on his YouTube vlog that he has signed a long-term WWE contract, and he claims, and I think this is like the third time that he's claimed this, he's now a full-timer. Yes. That's what he said. He's devoting all of his time and effort now to WWE. Didn't he say that this summer?
All of it?
I'm pretty sure he said all of this summer.
24 hours a day?
He says, I want to hit it hard in 2026. I want to become the best wrestler I can be. The best husband, father, and business partner. Let's go, baby. I'm excited. You know, it might have been that. So, listen, you know, there was a thing the other day. It was actually on Monday where I was talking about somebody from WWE after. It was Tuesday. Somebody after Raw was in concussion protocol. And I literally, like, six times said, I don't know who it was. I'm not reporting this. I'm just speculating that it could have been. And then I went on. This was all over the internet. Brian Alvarez reports CM Punk in concussion protocol. I was like, first off, of all the people. Second off, I mean, come on. So let me just say, I'm not reporting this, nerds. I don't know. It's speculation, okay? But I think that Logan Paul last year had a contract with X number of dates, and I think what happened was in like late November they realized this guy's got like six matches left, so that's why he was wrestling every single, if you remember, he was wrestling every single week on Raw for like the end of the year. So I think it was just catching up on dates that he owed them for 2025. But if you watched it, it was very clear that he's very talented and he's very athletic. But there is a huge difference between Logan Paul, who has several weeks to, you know, prepare for a match and go over the match and blah, 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 and the Logan Paul who shows up the day of the show and has a new match every week for 5 weeks. He looked like a guy that probably should still be in developmental. So maybe that opened his eyes and he realized, you know what? I actually need to, like, go, I need to get working here because I still got a ways to go. But he says he's a full-timer now, so we'll see. Yes?
Nah.
You took a deep breath. Say it. Don't be
I was
afraid.
Say, you know what he should use more of is his amateur wrestling skills.
He should.
He grew up as an amateur wrestler, and he should rely on that a little bit more instead of all the acrobatics. There we go.
Is that right? That's what you got out of that?
That's my advice.
WWE World Convention is returning for WrestleMania 42. Take place over 5 days, April 16th through April 20th. That is Thursday through Monday of WrestleMania weeks. Tickets are going on sale next week, with WrestleMania 42 ticket holders and previous attendees getting pre-sale access. General public on sale will begin Friday, January 16th. So this is the former Access, etc. They're going to be having a new addition to WWE World this year. Hulkamania Forever Showcase, honoring the late Hulk Hogan. So that's the story.
Excuse me. What do you think is going to be in that exhibit?
Oh, come on.
You get to chug some real American beer.
They'll have some...
You get to drop some racist quotes.
Yeah,
you know, it's a safe space.
Get to take a picture next to a wax statue of him, I'm sure. They'll have some of his boots and belts and big picture of him slamming Andre, all those legendary moments in front of those 93,173 fans at the dome. Wow. Jay White still not medically cleared. He showed up at the Tokyo Dome. And physically, he looked good. I mean, he didn't look like he had any issues walking, or I don't even know what the injury is. He had that foot injury, came back from that, got injured again, and I don't know what the injury was, but I have been told, and I don't know what it means, but like, he'll be back this year. Hmm. That's a long time. So, it was a hand injury and shoulder surgery. So that was March, however. So it's been a real long time. So hopefully everything gets worked out. And he did have a foot injury. So yes, that's true. So he's had multiple injuries, which I feel bad for that guy, because wrestling is so weird in the sense that he doesn't work a dangerous style at all. He's just like a great worker. I mean, he's more an old school worker than a lot of guys.
I mean, yeah, but he was wrestling that New Japan main event style. It's not like this guy hasn't been suplexed a million times.
Well, sure.
His head.
But I mean, you if know, you look he, at...
He may not be taking serious acrobatic risks in many of his matches, but I mean, he goes at a hard pace.
He does, but let's look at a Darby Allin, you know? What has he had in terms of injuries?
I don't want to look at him.
Almost nothing. And then there's like...
What? Brian... We can no longer say that. Darby Allin's in and out of the injured list.
Well, I'm talking about
now.
When's the last time he missed 6 months due to a surgery or something?
Well, I don't know. The guy took 6 months off to go climb a mountain.
He climbed
so
a
maybe
mountain,
he was
exactly.
Kind of injured then, healed up, came back, got injured again.
He has had a lot of shorter term injuries.
Couldn't you have picked somebody
I'm
else?
I'm talking broken bones, surgeries.
Hey.
Etc.
Averno from CMLL. He doesn't get injured. Pick him.
Dude, pick John Moxley. That guy wrestles every week, like almost twice a week.
He looks like he can barely walk.
He does look like he can barely move, but golly, that guy's out there every week. He's a maniac.
I've been there. John Moxley's on his way to a hip replacement.
Oh,
I would imagine.
He's going to probably have everything replaced by the time all is said and done. But anyway, he's not going to be back for a while. So all the best to Jay White. WWE did confirm, although I don't think this needed confirmation, that Obafemi has vacated the NXT title. Yeah. He's vacated the NXT title. And if you watched the show, oddly enough, what you saw on television actually was what everybody saw in the building.
Yeah, went dark.
Yeah, what they did was he was standing there posing like we saw on TV. And then they turned all the lights off to show the video on the big screen. And then when the video was almost over, they turned the lights on, and the belt is just sitting there in the middle of the ring, and the fans start screaming, and that's when they had what's-his-face rush in and
Robert
tell...
Robert Stone.
Yeah, Robert Stone tells Ava, you'll never guess what just
happened.
Oh, my
God! Did you see what happened?
Yep.
Of course not! She wasn't watching the main event of the show!
Nobody saw what happened! It was in the dark! So anyway, he's vacated the title, going to the main roster, gonna get a huge push. Obviously, what everyone is expecting is that he's going to interfere in the Drew McIntyre match on SmackDown, because they had that Obafemi Cody match and Drew interfered.
Yes.
And then they have the three stages of Heck tomorrow. And very interesting that news dropped today that Obafemi is going to go to Raw. Now, I'm not saying that that is fake news. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. Maybe it is. But I do find it very interesting that the day before everybody expects him to interfere in that match, word broke that he's going to go to the other brand. I think there's a decent chance that they're trying to swerve everybody, and he will interfere tomorrow. But we'll see.
You know what I would like to see happen, Brian?
What's that?
I don't think it will, but after Ethan Page's promo, I love this promo, talking about defending that title, the North American title. We talked about it the other day. Just get rid of that NXT world title.
Yeah, we did talk about this.
And we can have the NXT international title as the top belt held by Ethan Page. And then that'll also be at the top of the wrestling SEO search engines, as they would love. Thank you.
Back in a moment for Dynamite, Observer Live.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book, or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tom has an update. Before we do that, guys, I can say hell on the radio. I'm saying three stages of heck because these are not hellish stipulations. A straight wrestling match? Why do I have to explain this? Tom, please.
Please what?
Go on. Explain it or give your update, for God's sake.
I mean, the people have been waiting to find out, but apparently Spice TV is still around.
No, it's not.
Operating only in South Korea.
In South Korea? Wow. Yes. Interesting.
Those South Koreans, they love their Western culture, so.
I'm glad you spent all that time during the break investigating that, Tom. Thank you.
Well, I spent like 10 seconds investigating it and then about 2 minutes looking at, evidence.
Hey, can we do this Dynamite report?
Yeah, go for it. I don't have any notes.
You have no notes?
This isn't my beat.
Well, I know, but I mean, we talked about this yesterday, so I thought you'd do it. I can do it.
11 at night?
I can do it. It was earlier than that. I think it was in the afternoon, wasn't it?
The show doesn't air until nighttime. So
what are you talking about? No, I asked you in the afternoon, geek.
No, that's not true.
Really?
Don't make me go do this. Well, we had AEW Dynamite. I couldn't tell you the order to which the matches happened, but I remember most of them going down. I think it started with, did it start with Shelton Benjamin and Jon Moxley?
I did ask you at 8:16 p.m. It was too late. All right, well, the show opened up, everybody. It was a pretty good addition to Dynamite. I liked it. Jim Ross, it was introduced to the hometown crowd, did the entire show, and I thought you did a good job. We had a pre-tape from, except for there was one exception that I got to bring up later, which was an exception, but he was my spirit animal. So we had a pre-tape where Renee alerted us that Jet Speed had been beaten up and couldn't compete, and Don Callis, Ricochet, Gates of Agony showed up, and it was revealed that Jake Doyle.
Doyle rules.
The former Jake something and Mark Davis beat them up, and they're now apparently a tag team.
Yeah. I one time shared a room with this Jake Doyle, mm-hmm. and I didn't know who I was rooming with. You know, a lot of times you end up at a wrestling show, you check in. I didn't know who was in there. There's just some luggage. I go in the bathroom. There was like a full live Ewok in the tub. Because apparently he had taken a shower and then left the room. Holy crap.
Hairy guy?
Ungodly.
It's actually incredible how much him and Mark Davis look alike.
Right? So, well, kind of.
Well, not physique-wise, but everything else.
Yeah. One looks like
he's calling you now. Is he listening? And he's like, I can't believe Tom revealed that information. What?
One looks like the gym class superstar, and one looks like the gym class teacher.
Wow. We had Jon Moxley and Shelton Benjamin in an eliminator match. So, it's a match. I thought the match was really great, but this is one of the things. It's not even AEW, but AEW seems to be the one that irritates me the most. Everybody always has to make everything more complicated than it needs to be. The rules of these eliminator matches are now, it's a 20-minute time limit. If you can't beat the champion in 20 minutes, you're rewarded with a title match with a 20-minute time limit. This doesn't make any sense, okay?
Well, you know, you say that, Brian, but I read a lot of wrestling history, and there are so many matches that are similar to this where it's like a guy has to throw a guy five times in an hour.
It's not otherwise 1874, dude. It's freaking 2025. Like, so anyway, the rules are if it goes to a draw.
Read a book.
If it goes to a draw, I've read Carl's book twice. If it goes to a draw, the non-champion gets a title match, okay?
Hold on. How did you read his book twice? That book's like 800 pages.
I got a lot of spare time.
Oh, my Lord.
So anyway, number one, would you shut up? So it's a 20-minute time limit. If you go 20 minutes and can't beat the champion, you're rewarded with a championship match. However, if you're both outside the ring and you both get counted out, which is also a draw, you don't get a rematch for the title. So they tease it's going to go to the time limit.
It's 2026.
And then with 5 seconds left, Moxley stacks him out of a triangle and pins him. The best part of this match was actually MVP, who is, in fact, a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He sees Shelton Benjamin put on a triangle and gets stacked and pinned. And on the outside, you've never seen a man so depressed. This is the coach of a guy who's, like, his dude went to the finals in Abu Dhabi and got beat with some stupid move. His head is in his hands. He's shaking his head. I thought he was just going to quit the business. Well, he was so sad.
He was on commentary talking about how they worked on that triangle choke. He locked it up, and then that's what led to his downfall. So,
as a coach,
you should be distraught.
We had Kenny Omega announced as returning next week. We had Ricochet in the Gates of Agony versus Jack Perry and the returning Young Bucks. Bucks are total baby faces. They got their entrance back. They got the pyro. They got the whole shebang. Total old school AW party match. And at the end, they all triple teamed Ricochet. And Jack Perry pinned him. And we'll be getting, I'm sure, a championship match. But then they had Davis and Doyle hitting the ring to destroy the baby faces. And Jet Speed ran down with hockey sticks to make the save. And then the lights go out and they come back on. Do you remember that angle they did years ago in TNA, which I think they've actually done a few times, where there's a guy in the crowd with a Sting mask on?
Yes.
And then he punches somebody and then he takes off the Sting mask and it's Sting?
Yes.
Well, we have the lights go out and the lights come back on. And there's a guy in Andrade Idolo's outfit and mask. And then he takes the mask off, and it is Andrade. Okay. So he's back. He's free. And the Don Callis family now has, by my count, 259 members. It's crazy.
Good to see the Young Bucks are quickly recovered.
They sure are.
Just a week ago, they were not cleared for the rest of 2025.
Time off over Christmas. And then... And then the FTR came out and stared down everybody, and they noted that FTR and Andrade used to be longtime tag partners.
Yeah, I was like, huh?
I have no memory of this whatsoever. But at least they reminded us that apparently it happened.
Yeah, but they just went out there and like looked at him, like they gave him a stern look, and Andrade was like, oh yeah, I remember these guys. It was so bizarre.
This person here goes, the Callis family should start... Well, no. Wonder if Brian and Tom would ever join the Don Callis family. Honestly, I think that if you got a printout of who's in the Don Callis family, I think there's a decent chance Chop and Roll Express would be on there somehow.
I'm actually in Voodoo Murders.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And R-O-N-D.
Willow came out.
Last member.
Willow came out for a victory celebration. I didn't think her promo was very good. And then she called out Mercedes. And Mercedes came out, and she was wearing a mourning outfit, but it was white and not black. And then she got in the ring, and Willow starts cutting this promo on her, and there's a cake in the ring, and Willow asks her to eat cake with him. And so Mercedes starts tearing apart this table in a fury. And, like, she doesn't make a big deal out of it. Statlander just very calmly picks up the cake, and she takes it off the table. Nobody wants the cake to be destroyed. And then Mercedes goes after Willow, but she misses, and her face goes into the cake. And then, with her face in the cake, all the baby faces, like, triple-team her, 3-on-1, and powerbomb her onto the cake. And I was like, man, that was rude. Not very nice. And for some reason, they turned the lights off, and then, like, they just kept them off through this entire segment. And it was unwatchable. I think it was a lighting issue, but it was irritating. It happened later, too. Which I'll talk about why that was even more irritating. So then, Mark Briscoe has his match with Edgy Sarah Saturday. They hyped that up. We had a Triangle of Madness promo.
Hold on. You're going to gloss over Mark Briscoe doing the Hechicero Alchemy taunt?
Yeah, he did. This guy's great. We had a Triangle of Madness promo. And thank God Tekla was there. Then we had Bandido and Sammy Guevara, which was a good match. You can stop already. The camera's not even on you. Had a good match. and went back and forth. And then finally, Sammy hit the back suplex into the DDT. Bandito kicked out. Bandito flipped him over into a big knee, 21-plex. Would you stop it? And got the pin. It's a good match. Then we had MJF come down to the ring with John Cruz, and he's in there to hype up the match with Bandito. And John Cruz does a translation of everything that he said. So this segment went twice as long as it needed to. MJF talks, John Cruz translates, MJF talks, John Cruz translates. And finally, at the end, Bandito just grabs the mic and he goes, "I can speak English!" And MJF kicks him low. He steals the ring back, but he goes to clobber him, accidentally hits Cruz, took a great bump. Bandito kicks MJF low, takes the ring back, and then hits both guys with the 21-plex. So, fun little angle to, like, you know, the heel got his. And I think, I would say that I think we know how the match is going to go next week now, but I think we all knew who the match was going to go before this segment even took place. But I enjoyed it. We had Tony Storm and Marina. This was not good. Match wasn't good. And then Tony hits a big package after selling the entire match. She doesn't even get a comeback. She hits one big package. Wheeler pulls a referee out of the ring, which happens on every single show everywhere.
Don't.
But today,
started.
It's a disqualification.
Yeah, you know who the ref was? You know who the ref was who decided this was a DQ? He decided Wheeler Yuta pulling his foot, not touching any of the people in the ring, not using a foreign object. You know what ref decided this was enough? Paul Turner, the man who stared at Kazuchika Okada as he attacked Takeshita with a screwdriver and stabbed him in the freaking face. He let that go. He was more concerned with checking to see if the ropes were wet. But here, Wheeler Yuta trying to tie the guy's shoe. He DQs him. What is Paul Turner doing?
Maybe it's a maybe the sickos will tell you it's long-term booking, Tom. Just wait and see. Had a Pac promo.
It's like the Tarantis of AEW.
Pac told Darby he wasn't getting his match, so Darby threatened to break his leg, and Pac gave it to him. So that match is coming up. This Darby came off as a total criminal. Then we had the Lights Out match.
At least he's not injured.
Swerve and Hangman. He wasn't, actually. Versus Hobbs and Hook. And so this is what irritated me. So earlier, like, everyone's saying it must have been a lighting issue. Like, you turn the lights off, it takes forever for them to come back on. That's what happened during the Willow segment. Okay, fine. If that's the case, why in God's name did you turn the lights off again here? Because it took 5 minutes for them to come back on. And these guys worked the first 5 minutes or so of this match. It's darkness. You can't see a thing. I'm like, oh my God, they better turn these freaking lights back on in this Lights Out match. And they finally did, by the grace of God. And so they do this match. And, you know, the one thing I'll say about AEW is they deliver. They had cinder blocks. They had, like, all of this. I mean, there was a spot where, like, Hangman Page gave Hobbs the Deadeye onto these cinder blocks. Looked like he freaking killed the guy.
With
and it looked
stomp.
Like he destroyed both of his knees.
Yeah, it was a swerve stomp with the Deadeye.
So they keep going back and forth. And finally...
Right? Hold on. He gave him a swerve stomp and a Deadeye on top of the cinder blocks.
Yeah.
And then they went back and forth.
And they kept going. And finally, JR, at the top of his lungs, just goes, "Get it over with!" As we're 16 minutes into the overrun. And finally, Buckshot, and they hung
Excuse
Hook,
me.
And he gave up. And that was that. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, you know, sometimes we just don't have time on this show, which is why we have a members area and an 84 podcasts a month. Dave and I are going to be up in about a half hour for subscribers, and we will be covering AWNXT and all of the news. And then the big show always, as far as like covering the shows, is Brian and Vinny on Thursday night because we do AW and NXT and we spend 90 minutes, 45 minutes per show. And there's a lot, especially on NXT, to talk about. Man, Vinny was so depressed watching that retro TNA show on Tuesday, but man, that show was miles better than that NXT show. So that'll be tonight for subscribers. And you can sign up at WrestlingObserver.com where you get all of the shows. Every show we've ever done dating back to 2005, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Wrestling Observer Newsletter Archives dating back to 1991, and the board. Or if you just want the podcast, both YouTube and Spotify, video.f4wonline.com and f4wonline.com/Spotify, you get the video and the audio, audio and video, on those two. And if you just want the audio, Apple Podcasts, if you got an Apple device, Apple Podcasts as well. And Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts, all just $9.99 a month. So if you do the math there, $9.99, I can't do math because my calculator doesn't work, and I need one. Divided by 84 shows, that's 11 cents a show. What are you all waiting for? Don't be poors. Anything else? Anything else, Tom?
No, and even if you are poor, I still love you if Brian doesn't.
I do love them. Just want to guilt those YouTube members. I fixed that for you today, guys. I fixed it for you. Well, yeah. Me and Suncast.
Yep.
And Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
So you owe us. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.